The audience at the Metropolitan Opera is expecting a little onstage drama tonight, not just because it's the opening night of the opera Hamlet. It's that the woman who was to play the role of Ophelia dropped out suddenly, and the new Ophelia, German soprano Marlis Petersen, only had 2 days in New York to rehearse. NPR's Robert Smith followed her as she crammed for the role.
Petersen was in Vienna, starring in a production of Medea, when she got the call from the Metropolitan Opera.
In first moment, I thought I can't make it.
Her last performance in Vienna was Friday night. Even if she could rearrange her schedule, it would mean 2 days in New York to prepare for a major role.
I thought it's absolutely crazy to do that.
The rest of the cast of the French opera Hamlet had been rehearsing since mid-February, but soprano Nathalie Dessay hurt her back, and New York needed Petersen.
And then I thought, okay, come, you will do it. Be courageous, and it's saving the Metropolitan Opera. Come on, that's wonderful.
Don't enter really before the queen really calls you.
But Petersen might not have pictured this. 30 hours before curtain, and she is mobbed. Costumers, directors, vocal coaches all need just a few minutes to fix this or suggest that. Normally, opera singers rest for the 2 days before an opera, you know, like a major league pitcher. But yesterday, they brought in the whole orchestra just for Petersen. Ophalie, as the French say it, is going mad in this scene. She tosses her flowers left and right, and spoiler alert, she kills herself on stage. Perhaps it's the lack of sleep or growing panic, but Petersen has this crazy part down pat. But when she goes to cut her wrists, she misses the packet of stage blood strapped to her arm.
It's not easy because I can't look at them, you know, and this is why sometimes you don't get the right spot, and of course it can happen.
Sitting out in the empty opera hall is Petersen's vocal coach for the performance, Pierre Vallée. He flew out to Vienna to prep Petersen on the music as she was packing to come to New York. Vallée says that she's cramming so much into her brain that it does make it exciting to watch.
There's an intensity to her acting and to her singing that is very, very good.
Yeah. You say intensity, I say desperation.
Maybe both. I mean, you can see, you read her very, very well on stage. She's very, very, very concentrated.
Because she has to be. Giant 25-foot castle walls rotate in and out of this production, and you wouldn't want one of those smacking you. Petersen gets briefed on how to walk in her bell-shaped white gown. Little steps, don't swing your butt. Every time Petersen comes out for a scene, she's trying on a different wig. Golden blonde, ash blonde, brunette. They are costuming her on the fly. The co-director slumps in his chair. Patrice Corrier says it's nerve-wracking. His great fear isn't all these small mistakes. It's the biggie.
It's the memory. It's to suddenly when you have a blank, I don't know if you say that in English, a blank, and you say, what's coming next, you know, and the time, even if it lasts for 2 seconds, it seems like an eternity, and you panic. Voilà, and I hope she'll be safe from that experience.
He looks around for a piece of wood to knock on. Because Petersen didn't arrive until after the final dress rehearsal, the director won't get to see the full production until the audience does tonight. The only one who doesn't seem nervous is the star herself. When Marlis Petersen makes a mistake, she laughs and wraps her knuckles against her skull. She realizes, though, that this is a huge gamble. The more she crams, the harder she works in rehearsal, the more tired her voice gets.
Your voice is telling you, okay, stop now. And when you don't, it gets hurt. And this is, it's walking on the edge. I wasn't sure if this is a good idea. But of course, now I have to shut up.
At the risk of ruining the whole production by making her answer just one more question, I do have to ask. After a week of almost nonstop singing, what will she do after tonight's opening?
I think fall asleep for another 3 days.
Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.